This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the phone lines and allow you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And you can call in and discuss what you want, but I've got a little piece of show prep here. Angie, you've heard about the New Zealand shooting, I presume, right?
I did.
It's hard not to.
Yep.
And turns out there's some lunatic goes out there and shoots a bunch of people at the mosque. Looks like 50 dead. And, I mean, you've got to basically be under a rock at this point not to have heard about this. But what I didn't know was it's illegal in New Zealand to share or even possess this video. They've got laws that they've had for decades that say you can't have this, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I saw that. I was really surprised.
Yeah, here from ZeroHedge.com. I don't usually use them as a source, but hey, you know, I danced with the one who brought me, and here's the story. New Zealand authorities have reminded citizens that they face up to 10 years in prison for knowingly possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video, and up to 14 years in prison for sharing it. Corporations such as web hosts face an additional $200,000 fine. Those are New Zealand dollars. It's only 137,000 U.S. under the same law. Terrorist Brenton Tarrant, I guess, is the bad guy's name there. We're not supposed to use that name because somehow it makes him want people want to do it more or some darn thing. I don't know what it is. But he used Facebook Live to broadcast the first 17 minutes of his attack on the Al-Noor Mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, at approximately 1:40 p.m. on Friday. The first two of mosque attacks, which were left 50 dead and 50 injured. So, I mean, in this, he live streams. Somehow Facebook is bad and wrong, I guess, for having live streaming. The politicians over there got really upset that Facebook even has an ability to live stream. And, lots of people use, millions probably of people use Facebook daily to live stream something. Probably boring, maybe exciting, but certainly not deadly. You know,
sure.
It's pretty rare that somebody streams something deadly on
but
Facebook.
It has happened.
Yeah. And the vast majority of it is just somebody rambling on at their laptop, would be my guess. Copies of the live stream, along with his lengthy manifesto, began to rapidly circulate in various file hosting sites following the attack, which was noted Friday, was quickly scrubbed from the mainstream platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Scribd, whatever that is. YouTube has gone so far as to intentionally disable search filters so that people cannot find the shooting materials, including footage of suspected multiple shooters, as well as the arrest of this guy and other suspects. So, I mean, I think that people should be able to find the things they're curious about. Yes, there are copycats. But are you really going to stop the copycats by stopping the sharing of the video?
No, I don't think so. If someone has an intention to do something evil, they're going to do it, whether there's a video or not.
This is the biggest news around, and I don't even know. I've heard that there's multiple copies, different manifestos going around, so you don't even know whether it's his manifesto or some other person's manifesto.
Right.
So now we've got fake manifestos. Is it illegal to share the fake manifesto or just the real one? I don't even know. On Saturday, journalist Nick Monroe reported that New Zealand police have warned citizens that they face imprisonment for distributing the video, while popular New Zealand Facebook group Wellington Live notes that the NZ police would like to remind the public that it is an offense to share an objectionable publication, which includes the horrific video from yesterday's attack. If you see this video, report it immediately. Do not download it. Do not share it. If you are found to have a copy of the video or have shared it, you face fines of potential imprisonment. So there you go. The very popular website is threatening you with imprisonment for having a piece of video. Now, this doesn't suggest that you've harmed anyone.
No, not at all.
Doesn't suggest you've created a victim.
Nope.
It just suggests that we have created a law surrounding the sharing of illegal materials.
Right. And who says it's illegal? It happened. It's fact. It's real.
Yep. And it's so weird that they would do this. I mean, like, what about a bank robbery? What about a bike theft? I mean, is every crime that's caught on video now, or at least in New Zealand, I don't know, is every crime now bad and wrong to share because it's a crime and it was caught on video?
There are cameras everywhere, so everything is caught on video.
And I don't know necessarily why. I haven't seen this video. I don't care to go look for it. It's not my thing to go hunting down the videos of people getting shot. It seems awful to me. But, I mean, I don't know that I want incarcerated young kids who don't have enough sense not to share this stuff. And I know that the two people that they've got in jail at this point are 18 and 22. At both of those ages, I was nearly worthless to society. But at some point or another, I managed to pull myself out of it.
Right.
Along with the censorship of online materials and investigation of content sharing platforms such as BitChute and 8chan, where the shooter posted a link in the live stream of his attack, the social discussion service Dissenter has been blocked in New Zealand, created by the people behind Twitter competitor Gab.ai. Dissenter is a browser extension which pops up a third party content section for any website where people can discuss content outside of the control of the website owner. So you have to have this as a plugin for your browser to even communicate to other people who have it as a plugin for their browser. They're disallowing that. It's like disallowing ham radios or something. I mean, ham radios are probably used more than this website. I don't even know.
I've never heard of it.
No, I have never heard of it either. Meanwhile, far-right commentator Milo Yiannopoulos, I heard this guy, but it's been some time since he's really got any good news, was banned from Australia in the wake of the New Zealand shootings after he said on Facebook that attacks like Christchurch happened because the establishment panders to and mollycoddles extremist leftism and barbaric alien religious cultures. Well, it sounds like he's going after Islam. I don't know that I agree with Milo Yiannopoulos, but then again, you have to have opinions in order to come up with your own opinion. Who knows whether this is true or not? There's no way to know. It's just an assertion. Australia's immigration minister, David Coleman, said on Saturday's statement that Yiannopoulos' comments were appalling and they foment hatred and division, adding Milo Yiannopoulos will not be allowed to enter Australia for his proposed tour this year. I heard that he is now allowed again. I don't know exactly. Like, look, that's not news. Well, Christchurch attacks were utterly reprehensible. Supporting them is now punishable in the United Kingdom. On Saturday afternoon, a 24-year-old man from Oldham, wherever that is, was arrested on suspicion of sending malicious communications in support of the mosque attacks. It's unclear what he is has alleged to have written. So apparently just saying, I like this, yay, is, look, it's distasteful, but do we really need to lock people up over it?
No, I think it's just a matter of freedom of speech.
Right. In the United States, I would presume you could still say, I'm not going to even get that because I don't want the soundbite to go out. The Greater Manchester Police said in a statement that they had become aware of a post on social media making reference to and support for the terrible events in New Zealand. Police have made urgent inquiries, and a man aged 24 from Oldham is now under arrest on suspicion of sending malicious communications. It's clear that people are worried and really understand that it is truly terrible what happened yesterday. It's hard to put any form of words, said Assistant Chief Constable Russ Jackson, who added, we have nothing to suggest any threat locally, but none of this can diminish how people feel. And that is why we want to be there to offer support at this difficult time. You're not offering support. You're locking people up.
Yeah, they're offering rules.
Right. Thanks for the help. This is what could happen here in the United States.
Absolutely.
At any time. I mean, these are English-speaking democracies right now, or things that call themselves democracies, or parliamentary democracy, whatever. They're not far removed from what goes on here in the U.S., and I can assure you that there are people who want to see somebody locked up who would make a statement in support or share a video like this.
It will happen.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, it's hard to believe that it would be avoided. government grows, right? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord chat. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com to get started.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And you are welcome to call in. I want to tell you about freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the latest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. I get their daily dispatch, well, every day. It's called daily for a reason, and I think it's great. I get a lot of my show prep out of there, and I think you'll enjoy it too. freedomsphoenix.com. So, got a story here from zerohedge.com where they're talking about the in New Zealand, and to some extent in England, but I'll explain that here in a second, but in New Zealand, it is illegal to share or possess, knowingly, the video of the shooter from, you know, a few days ago there, that the mosque shooter. And I was, you know, kind of stunned that that was the case. I thought that seemed odd. I mean, it's a crime, sure, it's bad, sure, but the possession of the video of it? And why is that? Do you have any ideas, Angie, as to why they might make it illegal just because they don't like it?
I think they're afraid. I think they're afraid of what people might think and what they might see and how they might feel.
Yeah, they mentioned here, the one of the UK cops mentioned feelings very particularly.
Mm-hmm.
He said regarding somebody who had made a post in support of this shooter, clearly not a hero, that he might make somebody feel bad. So they arrested the 24-year-old that made the post. No idea whether this person's drunk or, you know, whatever. Who knows? People go post all kinds of things online. I mean, just surprising to me that they would arrest somebody. But this guy's from Oldham, wherever that might be in the United Kingdom. I'm stunned by that.
Now, did he have a prior record, or was there anything showing that he should be arrested other than him sharing this video?
They didn't mention a prior record, but they did say that he's under arrest of suspicion of sending malicious communications.
Okay.
So there you go. Bad communications. I don't know. I'm just stunned by it as anyone. I thought we ought to get that out here at the start of the show so that people can hear it, because that's the big news. But you brought in an article that I thought was kind of interesting, and I was going to lead with it, but I found this, and I just felt like we had to, you know, had to mention that first.
Yeah.
So apparently some preacher man came out with the statement that hell was invented by the church
to control people with fear.
Okay.
Yep, it's an older article. It was an interview done on Dateline back in August of 2006.
Okay.
Just the bishop's name is Spong. He leads in with, "I don't think hell exists. I happen to believe in life after death, but I don't think it's got a thing to do with reward and punishment. Religion is always in the control business, and that's something people don't really understand. It's in a guilt-producing control business."
That's what I kind of believe, too. I mean, I like the arguments that theists make that, you know, that something can't be destroyed, that maybe there's an afterlife. I like, who doesn't want to believe in an afterlife? Just dying stinks. That's a crappy thing. So at some point in my life, I went from just constantly questioning what it was that I believed to just saying, look, I believe it. And I'm fine with that. I can live with it. I don't need to convince anybody else of believing something. This is what I believe. But I could never rectify in my mind the notion that a just and loving God would create a situation where I either have to believe one of the myriad of sets of holy texts that exist, you know, that don't make any sense to me particularly, or I go off to the bad place. It just doesn't sit well with me. I mean, I feel like, you know, look, if you've got to have the notion of hell for, you know, some place to put Hitler, all right, fine. Hell's for Hitler. But other than that, I mean, I'm just not quite ready for it.
He continues, "And if you have heaven as a place where you're rewarded or for your goodness, and hell as a place where you're punished for your evil, then you sort of have control of the population. And so they create this fiery place which has quite literally scared the hell out of people throughout Christian history, and it's part of a control tactic."
So it's like the carrot and the stick, right?
Right.
So you've got the donkey. You hang the carrot out in front of the donkey, and when it gets tired of chasing the carrot, you just whack it with the whip or the stick on the hindquarters. And in that way, you have both the positive and the negative reinforcement that it takes to take a mindless population and, you know, move them forward.
And have them do what you want them to do.
And I'm not saying that I don't think that Christianity and perhaps Islam, I don't know that much about Islam, aren't brilliant religions. I think that they're well made for, you know, some percentage of the population that perhaps would be evil otherwise. I don't know who these people are, but I'll take your word for it. Some of them, maybe they would be evil in the absence of these religions. I'm not looking to get rid of anyone's religion or anything like that, but you know, if the preacher man wants to come out and talk about it, then yeah, I agree with him. It doesn't make any sense to me either. I don't know why there would necessarily even be a reward in the afterlife either. My presumption is that if we exist after our death, we probably existed before our birth. And my guess is that then life is something like a movie where you go for the immersion, for the conflict, you know, just to see this experience. It's got to be pretty boring to be immortal and just sitting out there all the time. So, you know, maybe they need some entertainment. Just a guess. That's just me making some wild guesses. Some mortal being sitting on a little clod of dirt that's circling an insignificant star.
Morrison, the interviewer, continues, but wait a minute. You're saying that hell, the idea of a place under the earth or somewhere you're tormented for an eternity, is actually an invention of the church? Spong, the bishop, continues,
Who else would it be an invention of? I mean, who has the power and the sway to invent it besides the church? Welcoming Jay Noon here to the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Sorry I'm a little late. But Sir William Blackstone wrote this four-volume book called William Blackstone's Commentaries on English Law. And I don't know if it's in the actual Commentaries of English Law, which was actually the number two seller books of books when the or number two selling book after the Bible when the United States was being settled by basically the English colonists. Anyways, William Blackstone, who I've studied very much because our common law system is really pretty much built on a lot of what he had to say back then, he described hell as a room below the judge's chambers, or a room below the courtroom. And he talks about how a lot of this, you know, stuff comes from intertwining of Vatican control over English crown, or some people would say it was English crown control over Vatican and vice versa, you know, where a lot of our law comes from.
So that the hell that we believe in today may very well have just been some spiritual representation of a very real situation going on between the bureaucrats arguing about religion and law, right?
Well, I've been in that room underneath the court room, and that's the jail cell.
Oh. Free Talk Live, 855-450, free.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Wednesday blamed the late Senator John McCain for pushing the United States into endless wars. The president also says,
John McCain received a fake and phony dossier. And what did he do? Didn't call me. He turned it over to the FBI hoping to put me in jeopardy. And that's not the nicest thing to do.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. I'd like to remind you that if it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are, we are live here on Free Talk Live. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas, or Thanksgiving, Independence Day, we're here. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
The number's 855-450-3733. We're going to get back to the story about how this... This preacher, Spong, I've heard his name before, someplace, talking about how hell was invented by the church, but, just dropped off the phone line. Sorry. I guess we are going back to that story. That's how these things go. Jay, it was somebody named Eli. I was calling in to say thanks for something or another. God knows. Could have been a good story, though. We'll see. The number's 855-450-3733.
Spong continues, I think the church fired its furnaces hotter than anybody else, but I think there's a sense in most religious life of reward and punishment in some form. The church doesn't like for people to grow up, because you can't control grown-ups. That's why we talk about being born again. When you're born again, you're still a child. People don't need to be born again. They need to grow up. They need to accept their responsibility for themselves and the world.
I like that. I said this has been some time ago that I said it, but I said for myself, I believe that heaven and hell exist right here on earth, and they're of our own makings. That obviously, bad things can happen to you that aren't your actions. But I've become relatively obsessed in my life with making as good a decision as I can make in a given circumstance. Whatever a decision is to be made. Besides food, I'm really bad at that. Whatever the decision is to be made, I try to, what are the possible outcomes here? I don't want to overthink it or anything like that. But, usually you can find one or two good decisions you could make versus a whole bunch of bad ones. And if you make, like, you know, success is a series of good decisions lined up. So, you know, I'm just presuming that life's going to be better and better as things go by if I continue to make more and more good decisions. Probably should really work on that food thing, though. Angie, but, you can help with that, right?
Of course.
But Mark, you have a pretty good, I've gotten to know you pretty good the past few years, and you have a generally good attitude. You're fairly positive about things. I don't see you be like negative about stuff.
And I try not to take myself too seriously.
And I have some friends that I grew up with that are like these negative Nancys. Or, you know, they're always like, always telling me some reason why I can't do something. And, oh, we got these people in this liberty movement, too. It's like, oh, you're going to fight the property taxes? You just can't do that. Just pay them, you know, don't waste your time. And it's like, I'm like, what'd you move here for? To, you know, down the situation? But those are the people who, like, every time I go into court, you know, it costs me a ton of money. I take a day off of work and just, I don't care what you're going to do. If you're going to, you know, learn how to ride a horse, you're going to learn how to drive a car, you're going to learn how to fight the system. You got to have a good attitude about it just in general. And I've found I don't put any effort or any energy into people anymore to just have, like, this, you know, bad attitude, this, you know, glass half full sense. And
right.
So people do create their own heaven and hell. And, you know, I believe, you know, I got an awesome wife. I got a nice property now. I do work. I love every day. I work with people that I enjoy working with. So I believe that I've created my own, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it's heaven, but, you know, it's pretty darn close to it. I'm certainly not living in a hell situation.
Yeah. Hanging out with Shaolin, I imagine you are feeling a little bit of heaven. Let's go to Eli calling in from Lebanon. Eli, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Gotcha. What's on your mind, Eli?
Groovy. I just wanted to send some praise Jay's way. I met him the other day just off the bat, and I've been asking around, getting a feel for the different areas in New Hampshire, and people have everywhere, in every area of New Hampshire, have rated Jay highly. They say Jay's a groovy guy, a great guy.
He's a super activist, there's no doubt.
Well, thank you.
Well, not just a super activist, but he seems, because there are plenty of people who do a lot and put a lot on the line in New Hampshire in what they're, whatever they're particularly interested in doing and doing to the fullest extent. But it seems like Jay is able to do that and also maintain, like, a really good reputation with people across the state, and I think that's great.
Yeah, if you want to be part of a movement of liberty lovers, you can be part of the great freedom migration here to New Hampshire. Go to shiresociety.org and check out the pledge we've got there. Maybe you'll want to come and hang out with us here in New Hampshire. It's for people who are really into the ideas of liberty, but if you're willing to put a little time and effort into it, well, we're here for you.
Well, and it's not really that hard in New Hampshire, in the freedom, in this freedom community, to have a good reputation when, you know, you're working with a bunch of other solid people, you're interacting with a bunch of other solid people, and this is such an open community. You figure out who the undesirables are really quick. They are outed because. Because all we have here is all we have is our reputation. And, like, for example, I have a duplex house, and the other side, the tenant had been living there for a couple of years, had moved out. And he'd given us, you know, plenty of notice. He'd been looking for a house to buy. And so we kind of put out to the community, hey, our small dome's going to be up for rent. And there was one particular guy who sent me a text message who clearly does not care about his reputation. I'm not going to say his name. But, you know, he moved here, and he was, you know, Free Stater, blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of, like, burnt a few bridges. And I was like, nah, dude, you know, we don't need you. You know, you were, you know, not a good tenant for this other friend of mine, and then the guy before that. And then another guy, you know, calls me up. And he says, hey, I'd like to rent your place. And he's a solid dude. And he's going to rent it. And I didn't even have to, like, try, for example, to find a, you know, a tenant to fill that. But and the thing is I want to do a talk about this actually at the Alt Expo tent during Fork Fest and Pork Fest this year about how the golden rule tolerance and forgiveness are very essential to the freedom community. So, you know, if you get a neighbor who's loud and plays, you know, music you think is obnoxious, you know, don't call the cops. Go over and, like, have a talk with them. Be like, hey, you know, I'm going to try to go to sleep at this hour or whatnot. And also, if you got, and just treat your neighbor like, you know, you want to, you treat your own kids. In fact, if you love your neighbor's kids more than you love your own kids, it's going to be a really good community. And that's just kind of something that I think is lacking a little bit, because you still got some of these people who come and they want to kind of, like, you know, be crotchety and cranky, but they're still trying to be, you know, libertarian. And we can weed that out a little bit. It'll stop a lot of the infighting, and we'll have, like, but, you know, right now it's very harmonic, you know, it's a very good community, and I love it. And that helps, too, is I just, everything I'm doing is stuff I like to do, and it's all people I like to work with. So it kind of makes it easy to just, you know, get along with everybody.
Eli?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I thank you for that as well, because I am coming from an area where there was a lot of transients where people didn't really live for a long time. And subsequently, there wasn't really a community. And I had people, like, actually, a woman obsessed with me for flying an ANCAP flag out of my last domicile, to the point where she was looking in my vehicle and recording what I was, what was in my vehicle, as well as calling the cops on me, trying to get me in trouble with the cops. It kind of blew my mind. And I repeatedly tried to extend a dinner to her, a dinner invitation, such that she could talk to me and we could have a relationship and actually get to know me. But unfortunately, that was absolutely not what she was interested in doing. So thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Eli. I appreciate it. And welcome to New Hampshire. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Yeah, you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Angie here.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. Bitcoin.com, you can choose a Bitcoin wallet. You can get some free Bitcoin. You can buy some Bitcoin. They can show you where to help spend your Bitcoin. Places like saveatpurse.com. You can also read the latest news, which is important, news.bitcoin.com, or engage with the community and the Bitcoin forum. You can learn more. By the way, there's games there. You can play games with your Bitcoin. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling in from Alabama. Andrew, you're listening to, on LRN.FM.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you say a few minutes ago that we're talking about reputation and just that you're the type of person, aside from what you eat, you always make a rigorous, if you will, attempt to always make the right decision or do the right thing, or in other words, do good.
Yeah, right? string good decisions together.
Yes, and I believe that you can, like, I'm that way too. I believe there's always a good decision that you can make. You never have to make an evil decision or one that causes evil or harm. Right? I think there's always... Yeah. But if you can't think of something, you're not trying hard enough. There's always some creative way to bring good to situations, right? But what I've heard, and so I've been getting into these conversations with people who I talk to, you know, having a beer with or whatever, but they believe the same thing because there's this concept of the greater good, right? And I don't believe in the great. I think, you know, greater good, the greater good is evil because it's the situation that you're put in where you have evil thing number one and number two, and one's like a negative 10 and one's a negative 2 evil. So you choose the greater good, but it's really the lesser evil.
Can you give me some examples of what it might be like? I mean, I'm sure people, not that I disagree, I'm just asking.
Like taxes.
You know, okay.
Taxes as an example, or like any social welfare or like program or whatever. I'll say, well, we have to steal from you and take this. We have to do it for you. But for everybody, it's the greater good, right? Or,
right. If we don't steal, threaten to take your home away from you and steal money through property taxes, then poor kids won't be educated.
And right. What about the roads?
On a more simplistic basis, like if your mother tells you to steal, you know, well, thou shalt obey your parents and then thou shalt not steal, you know, it seems like you have to choose an evil. But even then, it's like, no, if my mom told me to do that, I could just, like, go out and ask to borrow a loaf of bread, or, like, do some dishes and earn a loaf of bread. Like, I could think of a lot of fit ways I could do good and still provide the same end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, I just don't ever believe that you have to choose evil. And, like, these, you always think of some extreme circumstance, but, you know, really, what do you think about that? Like, because I haven't been able to think of one example that I would have to choose evil.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's, I guess, what comes to mind to me is voting. When you talk about lesser of two evils, voting always comes to mind. And I guess what I would say regarding voting is that you're always going to have, at least when it comes to voting for politicians, if you're voting for, say, a line item where it's like, should we tax, you know, X geographic area for X amount of money in order to pay for, you know, Y? In that circumstance, then, you know, the answer is clearly no, we shouldn't. But in the case of some politician or another, you may be, you know, like just choosing which one of these politicians is least crappy. And that I tend not to judge people based on their choices for whoever the politician is, because maybe I'll agree, maybe I'll disagree that it was the best choice of those three or four or five people, whomever it might have been. But ultimately, we're all put into a catch-22 where we can't really pick the right choice.
Unless you're in New Hampshire and you got a whole bunch of, you know, libertarians. It's pretty nice when I lived in Manchester, you know, in the fall, and I voted, literally voted for a whole bunch of people that I knew. They were on the ballot.
They were going to be better choices.
That was really cool. Well, at least if they did something stupid, I could go up to them and rattle their cage and be like, what the hell's wrong with you, man? You know, but half these politicians you can't do that with because, you know, I don't know.
That much is true. Andrew?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great example, I guess, where you're having to pick between politicians, all of which are a bad choice. But then, like, surely you could, there's somebody out there running for president. Who, I mean, there has to be someone who, even if it's your neighbor, like, or Ian, hey, Ian, if I vote for you for president, would you do it? I mean, I don't know if he would or he wouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, but that's your choice, but the way that you would believe in.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it is for me when I vote for a libertarian. The chances are good that the libertarian nominee for president isn't going to be taking office in 2 years. So when I vote for them, whether they are, you know, the most stalwart libertarian that's ever existed or just a shadow of that, it doesn't really matter because at that point I've really just cast a vote for a third party. And, you know, those are the choices I make. What my criteria for voting is that they have to be statistically able to win the presidency. So there were only four people on the ballot in the 2016 that could have done that. The Green Party, the Libertarian Party, Republicans and Democrats. And I chose to vote for the Libertarian in that circumstance. And, yeah, you know, it's not like I've regretted it. Thanks for the call, Andrew. Appreciate the topic. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. And that's how the story we got onto that topic with was this preacher man that's saying that hell was invented by the church. Please go on, Angie.
Morrison, the interviewer, asks Spong, what do you make of the theology, which is pretty quite prominent these days in America, which is there is one guaranteed way not to go to hell, and that is to accept Jesus as your personal savior? Spawn goes, yeah, I grew up in that tradition. Every church I know claims that we are the true church, that they have some ultimate authority. We have the infallible Pope. We have the Bible. The idea that the truth of God can be bound in any human system, by any human creed, by any human book, is almost beyond imagination for me. I mean, God is not a Christian. God is not a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist. All of those are human systems, which human beings have created to try to help us walk into the mystery of God.
Right. I always feel like if somebody says, this is the only way, that person's just looking to control me. Maybe not consciously that's what their plan is, but that's what they believe, and they're being, you know, ultimately controlled by somebody else. It seems like a cruel God to me that would hand down the Bible to us, and you know, this book that's been translated, and obviously there's been mistranslations. We can see them historically that they've existed. You know, the doctrine has been handed down. It's confusing. And, like, really, here's a sticker for me. May not be a sticker for everybody, but it is for me. It says very specifically that you have to believe in Jesus' name. Jesus said you have to believe in his name. But Jesus' name isn't Jesus. It's Yaheshua ben Yosef. And the idea that I am going to believe in the Greek name of Jesus, I find this confusing. I understand not everybody does. But am I going to go to hell because a fair and just God is going to throw me into eternal torment? Me, one of his children, into eternal torment because I didn't believe the story? If my son, and I only have one, I have an only begotten son, right? If he does something bad, I don't decide to torture him for even a short period of time in order to teach him otherwise. Now, I'm not saying punishments don't exist at my house, but they're pretty minor compared to something I would call torture. And this is torture for all eternity, so that seems bad.
I personally think the whole Jesus character was manufactured by the Vatican Church to enslave mankind. And a lot of Jesus-loving Christians really, they get offended, they get upset, and they disagree with me.
Sure.
And
I'd say that Jesus was just one of the many faces of God, and that it's a pathway.
And I don't disagree that Jesus was actually a man that did walk the earth at one time. I mean, you know, I've met a few Mexican guys named Jesus, and, you know, we all called him Jesus because, you know.
It's fun.
You know, we just all giggled about it. Exactly. Every time we called Jesus, he would just smile. You know?
We had a cab driver in Mexico. His name was Jesus, and he'd go out and get meals for us. I'd say, thank you, Jesus, for our food.
Nice. So anyways, I've studied this stuff a lot, and I really believe that we all have our own personal Jesus that the state creates, and we resurrect it every time we sign a government document that has the X next to it, and we keep on enslaving ourselves through this resurrection of our own personal Jesus.
So there's a cross there, and your signature somehow raises whatever's on the cross?
Somehow.
That idea?
In the paper world, yes.
Got it. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.